Let's go to business. Nicholas Poynton. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Corin.
Well, a very rough day on Wall Street yesterday.
It was a shocker.
It was, but we didn't do too bad here, did we?
Oh, look, it was somewhat of a surprise. Our local top 50 index opened 1.5% lower when trading opened at 10, but then spent the rest of the day sort of trimming its losses to close just 51 points lower, just under 0.5% to 11,207. And as you mentioned, that followed what was a horrid day on Wall Street yesterday. But Wall Street overnight, it opened lower. The main indices there have sort of trimmed their losses, so two of the main indices are in the red. Nothing like what we saw yesterday. You sort of get the sense that investors are sort of taking a deep breath today, weighing up, you know, where are the safest places to put money? How much? What is their risk appetite? Weighing up the effects of slowing economic growth and also higher interest rates. So the Dow Jones is down 0.2%. The S&P 500 down 0.4%. While the Nasdaq is actually up by about 0.25%. The New Zealand dollar trading at 64 US cents and 90.6 Australian.
That's interesting. The Kiwi dollar just holding up a bit there, isn't it? 64 looks that's better than it has looked for a wee while, actually.
Yeah, it's firmed up recently. It has to do with on a surge. You know, the US dollar index, which sort of values a dollar against a basket of other currencies, was coming towards a two-year high. So investors slightly pulled away from the dollar. That's helped boost up the value of our own currency. Mm.
Now, you'll take a closer look at those Treasury forecasts around the economy.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll also have some reaction to the government's $100 million small business fund. There was a feeling that this budget wouldn't offer much for small businesses, but look, there is a glimmer of hope there. And finally, a major commercial property firm expects land prices will fall as cost pressures mount across the property sector. We'll have all that, plus another markets update just after 10 to 7.
Very good. Kia ora. Thank you very much, Nicholas Poynton, there with your business update. It is